You will meet me in that place tonight, says the Lord. For it's your decision. You get to make the choice, you see. It's always up to you if you'll come and meet with me. Come and meet with me in the place of your need, says the Lord. Come and open up the doors of your heart to the fullest part, not just a little part, but the fullest part. For the Lord says, I will enter in and I will do all that I need to do on the inside of you if you will come and meet me in the place of your need, says the Lord.
Why don't you turn around and greet someone, give them a hug, and bless them.
Can I go back down?
If you want to.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. What is that, EW or CW?
CW.
I put CW.
A multiplication of the awareness
of his goodness to the land. To simplify that, when we have an opportunity to sow a seed into a vessel that's being used so powerfully and beautifully by the Lord, the fragrance, the smell, the witness, the testimony that go forth brings glory to our Father. Amen? And then the lives that get set free, they become the same aroma, the same fragrance. That's why this campground is so important and so holy. Don't look at me like that. I know you're waiting for me to fall behind the pulpit, bang it a little, kick it a little. I couldn't plant something like that if I tried. Believe me, and if I did, you'd smell it, man. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord is in the house for deliverance and for such great joy. Amen? And you know, our Father is so awesome that his mission was to set the captives free. The heart of Jesus Christ is always to set the captives free, because that's what he's done for so many of us. Amen? And when he puts the anointing on somebody's life, and you see them being used of the Lord to see people set free, then that's good soil to sow into. Amen? So I want you to know tonight, as you sow your seed, you're sowing your seed into soil that is seeing great deliverances and inner healings. And when you hear some of the testimonies, I'm sure you'll probably hear, just incredible. So you can make out your checks as you sow tonight into the heart of the Lord. You can make it out your check to Eagle Worldwide Ministries, just EWWM. And if you want to sow by debit card, you can do that now. During the offering, you fill out your offering envelope. And if you want to do that, you wave to Sister Jess. No, you go to the back. You go to the, if you want to sow by debit, you go to the table. You can also sow by credit card if you like. You can sow by cash. Please make out your envelopes in a legible way so you can get a tax receipt and everything. And just get ready. Just have the posture of sowing into what the Lord loves and getting ready to receive from the Lord tonight. Amen? Hallelujah.
Stop taking me, stop taking me. God, that it will go forth and it will bring forth in your kingdom. So Lord, I thank you that every household represented in this giving is fruitful and multiplying in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Before we bring Donna up tonight, I just want to share with anybody who wasn't with us last night some exciting news. We're going to share this probably throughout the rest of the summer, so don't get bored and don't turn your ears off, because who knows, God might speak to you at that moment to try and turn your ears off. Have you ever done that? I was driving down the highway one day and the Lord spoke to me and I didn't want to hear him and I turned up the radio. Then he spoke to me again and I turned the radio up louder. Then he spoke to me again, so I pulled off the road so we could argue.
Put it on this too.
Ever done that, or is that just me?
Thank you.
Anyway, I didn't win the argument. It's kind of like arguing with my husband. Hallelujah.
Really happy.